from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about this week. We're excited to prepare for the Colts' big-time matchup for us. So we're really looking forward to it. Had a really good day at work today, our first one, prepping for the Colts. So excited about, you know, all of our guys are out there, available, working. Excited about the work that we put in today.
It's 1-2 count, and that'll do it. So this night mercifully comes to an end for the Astros. It was ugly early and didn't get much better as the night went along. The Reds have defeated the Astros 8 straight times. Houston's last win against Cincinnati came in 2016, the only team they haven't beaten in the Golden Era. Hopefully that changes tomorrow with Hunter Brown on the mound. But for now, the Astros have lost both games in this series and dropped this series to the Reds. Tonight's final, 12-5.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah! Hey, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. We got football. Football on the docket. Football in the buffet tonight. Football on the buffet for this weekend. And the Astros got shellacked last night by the Cincinnati Reds. As we welcome you into a Thursday edition of the show, I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. I hope you're doing better than Spencer Arrighetti this morning, my friend.
No, how do you think I'm doing? You know how Brandy is when the Astros lose?
Yeah.
Especially when they lose in the first inning. It's miserable for me. It's going to be miserable for me today. What time do the Astros play? Is it 10 a.m.,
no,
please?
No, it's close. Noon. they play early today.
Nice.
Does she stick around for the entire game after they fall behind 9-0 in the first inning? Is she flipping channels?
She went to bed in like the 8th inning, and I was praying for a miracle so that somehow perhaps they'd be all right when she got up this morning. So what was their record comeback? Was it 12 runs a few years back?
They
had that huge run. I was like, hey, sure they've pulled all their best players, but you never know.
They might
have a miracle comeback.
The person keeping me hanging on in that game that I blame for watching that whole thing was Adam Spillane, who tweeted last night. He's sort of our baseball expert here at the stadium. He's our Astros beat guy here, and he said normally I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the tweet in front of me, but something to the effect of, you know, normally I would just go ahead and flip the channel, but I've seen the Cincinnati Reds play a lot of baseball this year, and they, you know, if there's a team that's going to cough up a 9-0 first inning lead, in Spo's opinion, it would be the Cincinnati Reds. So I stuck around like an idiot for 9 innings waiting for this comeback that Spillane tweeted teased at me. Never came.
The biggest comeback that I was trying to remember for Brandy, I could have used my phone last night, but they came back against Cardinals in 1994 from an 11-run deficit.
Okay.
In the bottom of the fourth. How about that?
Wow. All right.
11-0 in the bottom of the fourth, and they came back against
the
Cardinals.
I remember that team. You know, that team was known for its MVP first baseman, a youngster by the name of Jeffrey Bagwell. That was the year he won the MVP. That was the strike shortened season.
Yes. Also, he was known for breaking nerds' calculators against the wall.
Yes.
Sometimes people would like
telling the manager how dumb he is. Yeah, he didn't do that stuff.
If you don't think dribbler home runs are the way to win baseball games, right, then you don't know baseball.
Yep. Seeing eye singles. Let's get 10 of them, fellas. Let's go.
What really matters? It's not the math that matters. Yeah. It's this other set of math, like batting average and stuff that we use.
Right.
That's the whole. Yeah, it's the.
Poor Bagwell.
I love as whenever people go on their rants against analytics, they refuse to acknowledge the irony that they're still leaning on numbers.
Yeah.
Just more primitive numbers. Yes.
I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking about some of the conversations that we've had over the last few days, particularly about the starting pitching with the Astros and the poll that I put up as to who would start a decisive game three for the Astros in a wild card round. And Justin Verlander is getting kind of summarily dismissed in the whole argument. And I don't think it's a horrible thing that's been happening. He hasn't pitched well since he's come back. He's got a month to straighten that out. Spencer Arrighetti, having double the number of votes of Justin Verlander, you know, based on the last 3 weeks, is, I suppose, justifiable. I feel like last night, though, was sort of the baseball gods kind of recalibrating things for us. Like, yeah, dude won the AL Rookie of the Month. It's a cool story. He's not supposed to be here, and he's pitching really well. But let's settle down on saying, like, yeah, he's definitely the guy we throw into a playoff game over Justin Verlander.
He's had a few of these moments now where, man, you can tell in the first inning that, all right, things have gone haywire.
Settle down, guys. It's Spencer Arrighetti. Yeah, he's Justin Verlander.
We're the worst humans. We are. We really are. It's like playoff basketball, you know. You get one rotation works one night. You're like, how is he not running this for 48 minutes?
Why haven't we been? We should have been doing this all year. So Arrighetti, tough one.
I was about to get diverted off into Rockets talk. Look, it was a rough one for Arrighetti. I just you know that this is what you're going to get with him at times. He hasn't ironed out this erratic nature, and it got really bad. It got really bad to the point where you're bringing Taylor Scott in the first inning. He's not ready to go.
No.
He's not ready to go whatsoever.
He's probably wiping barbecue sauce off his face. He just got done at the buffet.
He probably just showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably kind of like strolling in with a Starbucks. Yeah.
You're in, Taylor. What?
Hey, this is where, and this is where, it's a shame that the term back of the baseball card has lost its luster with us because of the way it was used by the Astros organization. But there is a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to think about the back of the baseball card. It's highly, highly, highly unlikely that Justin Verlander would have an inning quite like that.
Right.
Even if he walked out there with an active stinger in his neck.
You need good pitching. You need good pitching in the postseason. But what you can't have is a guy who pitches you right out of a game in the first inning. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have that. Spencer Arrighetti, two-thirds of an inning, six hits, nine earned runs, three walks, no strikeouts. He got knocked out. Now, he was not done any favors by Jeremy Peña, who, had he fielded a sharp ground ball that turned into a double, a bases-loaded double, if he had just fielded that, they're out of the inning. And it's 3-0, and you can stem the tide, and maybe Arrighetti gets his legs underneath him. Instead, it's a super frustrating play, and Arrighetti gets chased before the inning's even over. So we got to point that out, because Peña's not been great in the field this year.
It's honestly, I don't know. I'm not on social media as much as I used to be, but I read articles, and are people just afraid to talk about it, that he's actually a bad defensive player this year? I mean, he's a minus defensive player this year. It's not just a freakish error here or there. That wasn't even chalked up as an error.
Right, it was a double.
But it's a play that he would have made in his Gold Glove season.
Well, he should make.
For sure.
Honestly, that's not even a play that a Gold Glover is supposed to make and nobody else. It was right at him, you know? It bounced.
It was a very, very makeable play. And it's just now, as of late, whenever there's a play like that, I don't expect Peña to make the play.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing here, man, where you do have all these other guys who are untested minor leaguers up playing on a playoff caliber baseball team, and one of your go-to guys for dependability just hasn't been fielding all that well.
So
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have a text message early in the show here. They need to go to the tape because he had to be tipping pitches. Spencer Arrighetti, that is. Here's Spencer Arrighetti on that possibility last night.
I mean, I'll check, but I'm really doubtful. I don't ever chalk it up to that. I would rather just take accountability for it as is. I mean, if I was giving away information, that's on me as well. So if there is something, then I'll find out. And I've done it twice already this year. So if there is, I'll figure it out. But I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the right answer, by the way, was...
yeah,
is you know, if I'm tipping pitches, I'm still the one tipping the pitches. Like, it's on me, you know. That's just the cause. I'm still the problem here, you know. That was, I like that.
He
was accountability. That was good.
Yeah, I also think, look, he walked three guys. Yeah. It looked like the version of Spencer Arrighetti we've seen when he struggled like that with his command. And and he's got that tendency to. He just starts throwing meatballs when he loses his command. And he's been really good at reeling it in at other times, but last night was not one of those nights. There was that Astros pitcher a few years ago who realized after the season like that he'd been tipping pitches. But
It was Wade Miley.
And I still, you know, you hear that and you're like, I don't know, man. I feel like the Astros analytics staff and their film nerds are pretty good at picking stuff up like that, as well as obviously just the guys in the building. Jeff Bagwell, Alex Bregman. So that's an issue, I would love if that was the issue. I just don't think it's not the most likely explanation.
Here was Joe Espada on Spencer Arrighetti's performance last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a competitor. He wants to, you know, he wants to do well, and he's been throwing the ball phenomenal for us. So you know, but it's one of those games where, you know, they're just taking good swings. You know, that's a club that puts the barrel on the ball, and they put, you know, they're tough at bats. They're tough outs. So you know, just not his night.
Main thing is they got to go get a win today, man. You can't start off. You just had a killer July, a killer August. You had the best pitching of the modern era practically throughout the month of August, and then you start off September with a sweep in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like they got, I mean, you got to, it's 162 game season. They got to go get a win today, man. You can't start off.
They
got to
get a
like
win.
That.
They're being helped out by the rest of baseball in general. Just about all the good teams are playing at a 500 clip right now.
Yeah.
The Orioles got run out last night, 8-1, I think. And as Michael Schwab pointed out on Twitter, the Astros have not beaten the Cincinnati Reds since 2016, a year in which they missed the playoffs. So I say thank you, Spencer Arrighetti.
Wow.
You've kept the streak alive. They've made the ALCS every year since they haven't beaten the Reds since 2016.
They haven't beaten them in a series or in a game in that time.
I thought he said in a game.
No,
it must be a series.
Yeah. Like sounds crazy to me. But it could be right. I mean, for a long time they didn't play all the National League teams every year. You know, that just started happening last
Schwab
year.
Schwab says the Astros haven't won a game against the Reds since 2016.
That's a crazy stat. That's wild to me. Even if they've only played like six times in that period. You know, like that,
And is it that crazy, though? I mean, it's...
Yes, the Astros have been a 100-plus win team for 8 years, and they haven't beaten the janky-ass Cincinnati Reds one time? Yes, that's crazy.
Don't make me say that. Don't make me say that's baseball to you, Sean.
That's the only excuse. That's the only excuse is that's baseball. That's not... The Astros are the best team in baseball since 2016, and they haven't beat... If you told me it was the Dodgers or somebody like that from the National League, but the Reds? That's wild to me. That's crazy. That parlay would. Let me tell you this right now.
It's eight games.
Eight games.
They've won eight straight.
You know
games.
What that parlay would pay, Mr. Nouveau Gambler? An eight game. If you pick the Reds, eight games against the Astros.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I bet it would pay like
$200. That's what lures you in, though. It's crazy stuff happens all the time.
Right.
That's why you say it's just random chance. But you're like, it's a 1 in 10,000 chance. I'm going to put my whole mortgage on it. Yeah. And boom, it happens.
That's wild. Yeah. That's wild, man. All right. We're off and running. By the way, the Mariners did win yesterday against the A's, finally. So it's 5.5 game lead for the Astros. There is no good news today. I will not say if you heard the good news because there is no Astros good news. There is Texans good news. Really good news on the injury front. And we will have that for you. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.